In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The text for the homily is the New Testament lesson for the day, with emphasis on James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. As one of the commentators on this passage has pointed out, the message of James makes more sense when we remember the circumstances from which James wrote. According to the book of Acts, the first Christians lived in unity and harmony. They displayed a loving, caring, and sharing attitude. By the time James wrote, the situation appears to have become quite different. Christians were being molded by the world rather than by the Word of God. James refers to their selfish ambition and jealousy. According to James, the people were involved in quarrels, conflicts, lusting, and seeking after pleasure. According to James, the people were individuals who did not know how to pray. He chides them for praying with improper motives. He reminds them that the friendship with the world is hostility toward God. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. In the verse preceding our lesson, James says, this wisdom is not that which comes from above, but is earthly, natural, and even demonic. James' intention under God was to call his readers to repentance. His goal was also to encourage and empower his fellow Christians in their life of sanctification in the church and in the world. James points to the wisdom from above, which he says is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. This sounds very much like the catalog of virtues St. Paul included in his letter to the Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. In the gospel attributed to him, the Apostle John refers to Jesus as the Logos, which may have been a reference to the personification of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Jesus Christ manifested the characteristics of true wisdom, the wisdom from above. St. Luke says of the child Jesus, he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Jesus Christ came to show mercy through his suffering and death on the cross. He came to establish peace between God and man. Some of the first words that the risen Christ spoke to his disciples were, "Peace to you." The text forces us to ask, am I permitting the world to mold me instead of permitting the Word of God to mold me? Have I been guilty of jealousy and selfish ambition? Am I a peacemaker or a troublemaker? The Holy Spirit would lead us to examine our lives and to turn to the Lord in repentance. Earlier in his epistle, James counseled his readers, if any of you is lacking wisdom, ask God. The Holy Spirit would motivate us for our sanctified life through God's grace and peace. Grace and peace continue to come to us from the Father through his Son, who reflected the characteristics of the wisdom from above. He took our place on the cross, suffered, died, and rose again, that we might have forgiveness, peace, and the gift of eternal life already now. As we remember our baptism, as we prayerfully study the sacred scriptures, and as we are nourished by the very body and blood of Jesus Christ in his Holy Supper, the Holy Spirit will empower us to live lives that reflect the wisdom from above. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.